With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt is recapping some of the progress in the war against Iran, saying the U.S. expects to meet its objectives within weeks.
The achievable objectives of Operation Epic Fury, we expect to last about 4 to 6 weeks, and we are well on our way to achieving those objectives. Annihilating Iran's Navy, we know that we've sunk more than 30 Iranian vessels and ships. Their Navy has now been deemed combat ineffective. Taking out the ballistic missile threat that Iran posed to the United States and our troops and bases in the region, we have done a tremendous job.
The U.S. and Israel have battered Iran with strikes targeting their military capabilities, leadership, and nuclear program. Four people were killed Friday in southern Michigan as powerful storms that produced at least one tornado reduced homes to rubble, sent parts of roofs flying in the air, and left a trail of debris hanging from power lines. More from reporter Bernie Bennett.
In the Union Lake area, three people were killed and 12 injured after an apparent tornado hit, according to the Branch County Sheriff's Office. About 50 miles southwest, Cass County officials reported one death and several injuries after a tornado touched down. According to the National Weather Service, at least one tornado has been confirmed near Union City, and there are reports of possible others. David Roth, a meteorologist at the Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland, said the state had the right conditions for a tornado because of a weather system that pulled moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico and a warm front that moved north. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Oil shot to its highest price since 2023 after surging again because of the Iran war. The Wall Street Journal, of course, the S&P 500 dropping 1.3% Friday, the Dow plunging as many as 945 points, and the NASDAQ composite sank 1.6% at the closing bell yesterday. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on families moving to red states.
According to a new study from the Institute for Family Studies, conservative states are attracting more young couples with children because housing prices there are lower. The report says, quote, both red and blue states are watching the share of residents age 60 or over grow, but the blue states are losing 20-somethings and kids. Southern states saw nearly 6% rise in the number of married couples with young children over the last 5 years. Michael Harrington reporting.
An independent researcher is asserting that a marble bust of Christ in a Roman church is by Michelangelo. It's the latest purported attribution to the Renaissance genius, who is one of the most imitated artists in the world. Michelangelo focused on biblical themes in his most famous work, including the iconic statue of David in Florence and the Sistine Chapel ceiling. The unverified claim by Valentia Salerno about the bust in a Roman basilica follows the sale of a recent sketch. This is SRN News. A Los Angeles Lakers star has now made more shots than any other player in basketball history. More from Gethin Coolbaugh.
LeBron James has become the NBA's leader in career field goals. James surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on Thursday night in Denver. James set the mark with his third basket of the night against the Nuggets. That gave him 15,838 buckets in his career. Abdul-Jabbar finished with 15,837. Karl Malone is a distant third. James already owns the career scoring record and has topped 50,000 points across the regular season and playoffs. Lakers coach J.J. Redick compared James's long run to Bruce Springsteen's catalog. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Milan Cortina Winter Paralympics has opened, with some countries boycotting the opening ceremony because of the return of the Russian flag to the global sports stage. More details at srnnews.com.